From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The top-ranking Toyota executive in North America is acknowledging that the automaker has made mistakes. Jim Lentz is due on Capitol Hill today, and in prepared remarks, he calls Toyota's delays in coming to terms with its safety issues unacceptable and apologizes for poor communication with federal regulators and consumers. In his own prepared remarks, Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood says the Obama administration will hold Toyota to its word that it is working hard to address its problems. The two are among those scheduled to testify before the House Energy and Commerce Committee today. NPR's Brian Naylor reports that it's the first of three congressional hearings into Toyota's recall of more than 8 million vehicles.
On the eve of the hearing, the panel released a letter to the company charging that it has consistently dismissed the possibility that electronic failures could be responsible for incidents of unintended acceleration. What's more, the committee says Toyota's public statements about the adequacy of its latest recalls appear to be, quote, misleading. The committee also wrote to Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood, charging federal regulators appear to lack the expertise needed to evaluate defects in vehicle electronic controls. The committee says the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, NHTSA, reported it has no electrical or software engineers, despite the widespread use of computers on cars. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.
The jobs bill is expected to pass the Senate tomorrow after five Republicans broke ranks to join Democrats in shutting down a filibuster last night. The five included the Senate's newest Republican, Scott Brown of Massachusetts. Among the measure's provisions is one that exempts businesses from Social Security payroll taxes through December if they hire unemployed workers. The Colorado shuttle driver accused of training with Al-Qaeda and plotting to bomb transportation targets in New York is due to be sentenced in June. Najee Boulazizi has pleaded guilty to three terrorism charges in a federal court in New York. NPR's Dina Temple-Raston reports on what could come next for terror trials.
Attorney General Eric Holder used the Najee Boulazizi case to argue that civilian courts can handle terrorist suspects.
We need not make more of these people than they are. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, others who remain at Guantanamo, are thugs.
During a press conference, Holder seemed to be signaling that the other big case in New York, that of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, was likely to stay in the civilian courts, despite pressure to move it into the military commission system. Critics of the administration have said terrorists should be deemed enemy combatants and tried by military commissions. The attorney general has been resisting that push. He said a decision on where Khalid Sheikh Mohammed would be tried should come relatively soon and that the administration was still talking with local officials. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News, New York.
And from Washington, this is NPR News. Two well-known Republicans are in the hospital. Former Senate Majority Leader Bob Dole is recuperating at Walter Reed Army Medical Center after a bout with pneumonia. He's also undergoing therapy for knee surgery he had a year ago. He's been at Walter Reed for the past 3 weeks. NPR's Scott Horsley says former Vice President Dick Cheney spent the night in the hospital after experiencing chest pains.
A statement from Cheney's assistant says the former vice president is resting comfortably at George Washington Hospital while his doctors evaluate the situation. He'd gone to the hospital after suffering chest pains. The 69-year-old Cheney has a long history of heart trouble. He'd suffered the first of four heart attacks when he was 37. Since then, he's had quadruple bypass surgery and two angioplasties to relieve blocked arteries. He's also been treated for irregular heart rhythms. The former vice president has been an outspoken critic of the Obama administration, especially its treatment of terror suspects. Just last week, Cheney made a surprise appearance alongside his daughter at a conservative convention in Washington. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Executives of California's Anthem Blue Cross face questions today from a state legislative committee about an attempt to boost rates by up to 39%, affecting some 700,000 individual policyholders in California. The proposal has become a flashpoint in the national debate over health care. State Insurance Commissioner Steve Poizner says his office has found more than 700 violations by Anthem Blue Cross.
Complaints just kept coming in and increasing over time. That caused us to launch this investigation.
The proposed hike has been cited by the Obama administration in its argument for a health care overhaul. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.